The sights and sounds of weekend football and soccer games around Washington, D.C. are an unambiguous sign that fear has lifted. But after 3 weeks of random shootings by a sniper, kids and teachers in the area are wondering what it's going to take to get back to normal and what normal really means. NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports from Montgomery County, Maryland.
The Montgomery Blair High School girls soccer team was back on the practice field early this morning.
Bring it.
Oh, God.
All right, ready? Blazes on three. One, two, three.
Blazes!
Blair had to cancel 4 games because of the sniper's rampage. The team has a record of 5-2 and is getting ready for the playoffs. Getting back to normal, though, is not going to be easy.
My name's Julia, and I think that a state of normal is just, like, more so that you're not afraid every time you walk outside that someone's going to, like, shoot you, you know? And it's, like, a terrible fear to have to think about your school being, like, a target.
Which is how students at Blair High School say they felt, like a target. Nicole Gray says she now knows a little bit, perhaps, about how it feels to live with indiscriminate terror.
I'm not usually one of those people who says things happen for a reason, but like my mom kept telling me, like, maybe this is happening to give us some kind of hint about how other people live every day of their lives in, like, other countries. I mean, maybe it was supposed to open our eyes. I don't know how well it did, though.
Other team members say they worry that getting back to normal means forgetting how much the victims of the shootings lost and suffered. Coach Bob Gibbs says kids have to put everything, including soccer, into perspective.
We love playing soccer. We enjoy being together. But it's a game and nothing more.
It's hard to know, of course, how the harrowing hit-and-run sniper attacks that left 10 people dead and 3 seriously wounded have really affected these teenagers. Teachers and administrators at Blair High School say that's something they know they have to keep an eye on. But for now, Principal Phil Gaina says getting back to normal can best be summed up in one word.
Relief.
No more uniformed police patrols, says Gaines. No more unmarked police cars near the entrance to the school, and no more code blue.
We don't have to lock the doors. The students will be free to go outside into the courtyards if they choose at lunchtime.
Gaines says the news media played up the lockdown policy. He'd like to see a thorough review of all school security measures because he believes there's a lot educators can learn from this ordeal. He says he'd also like to see teachers discuss the questions that this crisis has raised about the people responsible for the sniper attacks and the way communities responded.
I think that's productive. And then we move on. I don't think we continue to dwell on it over and over again.
Tonight, there's a lot of high school football on tap in the Washington, D.C. area. Montgomery Blair High will be playing away. A victory could put the team into the playoffs for the first time in almost 10 years. And that, it seems, is the only thing that the team and their fans want to think about. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News, Montgomery County, Maryland.